still all tucked in. Oh, boy. Just call me an old sleepy head. Oh! A sleepy head that fell out of bed. Oh, I don't think I'm hurt, Molly, but I better check. Yep, I'm fine. I don't need a bandage. Well, good thing I didn't have my hands stuck in my pockets, or else I'd definitely need a bandage for sure. But I know how to fall safely. Yes, I do. And that's important. Oh, it is, because you never know when you might slip and fall, especially when you're having fun. That's why I keep my hands out of my pockets, so I can catch myself if I fall down, and then I won't get hurt. Right, Molly? And want to know a secret? Sometimes I love to fall down. I do. Oh, falling down can be fun if you're ready for it and you know where you're going to fall. Here, watch, Molly. I'll show you. Whoop! See, Molly? You have to have your arms and hands free when you're falling down. Oh, but be careful with your hands. Don't hold them out like this and fall down. Nope. Do it this way. Nice and straight. There. That way, you don't hurt your wrists. Ready? All fall down. Woo! Hey, Molly. Do you want to try too? All right. Here we go, Molly. Oh, and don't worry, Molly. You'll be safe because you're going to land on those nice soft cushions. Ready? Here we go. Whee! See, Molly, I told you it was fun. That is, if you fall safely. Here, want to try one more time? Okay. And all fall down! Hey, why don't we all play a falling down game? You want to play London Bridge? Okay, let's do it. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair dolly. Whoa! That was fun. Good idea, Molly. Hey, I wonder what else we have around here that's good for falling down. Let's check. Hey! Look, Molly! A yo-yo! These are really neat, Molly, because when it falls down, sometimes they come right back up again. I guess everything's in a falling down mood today. What else is in this couch? Hey, a rubber ball! Gee! I wonder what happens when this falls. Oh, it bounces! And a rubber chicken. I wonder what happens when this falls down. It doesn't bounce. Let's see. What else? Oh, I love the way this falls. Oh, what else? What else? Oh, cards. You have to be really careful when you're shuffling with it. Oops. Ooh, Molly, look at this nice shiny scarf. Whee! Oh, it slid under the couch.
Oh! Ah! Ah! Ah!
The dust bunnies have it. Oh, yeah, right, Molly.
No,
I know it's under here somewhere. Found it. Why is this so stuck?
What?
Molly, I'm okay. Just a little stiff. I could use a good stretch. Here, Molly. You can play with my blocks. And I'm going to my clock rug. I promised myself that every day I'd get up and stretch on my clock rug so I won't feel all yucky and stodgy. So, here goes. Pretty easy. Here, I'll help stack them back up, okay? In fact, let's build them as high as the sky. Want to? Okay, let's. Okay, just one more block. Oh, they all fall down. Oh, you want to do it again? Here you go. What you gonna build this time? London Bridge? Well, it might fall down, you know. Okay. Let's see. Well, I think I'd like to dance. Oh, time for Miss Ludette's Dance Academy.
Ladies and jelly beans, please welcome to Miss Lunette's Dance Academy that dancing fool, Lunette the Clown, and the debonair Roberto as they trip the light fantastic in the falling down fandango.
Gather up. Couch. Lunette loves to doodle-doo. Lunette loves to dance for you. With a tango and a mango and some goofy steps. The tango sun will never set. Get ready. Get ready. Lunette and Roberto for a tango concerto on the big comfy couch.
Very nice bridge, Molly. It's really show! I guess that's one of the things that's so much fun about blocks. They all fall down. Want to build them back up again? Later? Okay. Then let's go outside to Granny Garbanzo's garden. outside at last. There is nothing like a good breath of fresh air. Let's see if we have any mail, Molly.
Meow!
Snickle Fritz?
Meow.
Nope, no mail yet.
Package for Lunette the Clown.
No timber!
Wow. Oh, Snickle Fritz, no fair jumping on me.
Wow.
I could have crushed Lunette's posies because of you.
Wow.
Husha, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Major Bedhead, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, Lunette. I'm okay. Lucky I know how to fall. No hands in my pockets for me.
Oh, that's good. So, what do you have for me today?
It's a surprise.
Oh, goody. I like surprises.
Okay, close your eyes and stick out your nose.
Stick out my nose?
Trust me.
Well, okay, if you say so.
Now sniff.
What smells so good? They're beautiful. Oh, thank you. Let's see. They're from my Auntie Macassar.
Oh, what does she say?
Dear Lunette, I hope you like the dried posies. They came from my garden. They remind me of a very important lesson I learned last fall.
Fall always means raking up the leaves in my yard. It's such an exhausting job. Just as I get them all raked up, more leaves come tumbling down. It seems like it will never end. Now I understand why it's called
that next year I'm going to wait until all the leaves have fallen off my trees before I rake them up. That way, I'll only have to do it once. I'm sending you these flowers to remind you that it's important to stop and smell the posies. All work and no play can be very tiring. Love, your Auntie Macassar.
I always stop and smell the posies. Achoo!
Bless you, Major Bedhead. Hey, these posies remind me of a great game, Ring Around the Rosie.
Hey, Ring Around the Rosie? That's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Let's play.
Okay.
Ring around the Rosie, a pocket full of posies. Hush-a, hush-a, we all fall down.
Huh, that was great. Let's do it again, only this time faster.
Faster!
Faster! Ready?
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Hush-a, hush-a, we all fall down!
Oh, that was fun. I love falling down games.
I know something that's as cool as surfing. The cats in California call it belly turfing. I know you're wondering what, so I'll tell you soon. When it comes to wiping out on the big kahuna. Down, 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 da, down, down to the ground. Get down, down, da, down, down, all fall down. Standing up is just the B-side. You wanna be hip, better catch the trip tide. Hop the bandwagon, cause it's the new fave. Ready, get set, catch the klutz wave. Down, 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 da, down, down to the ground. Get down, down, da, down, down. Fall down. All fall down.
playground games is a lot of fun, but... Ooh, just look at my hands.
I see what you mean. My hands are pretty dirty, too. I better go home and wash up. It's not professional to be seen messy on the job.
Good idea, Major Bedhead. Looks like both Molly and I could use a bath. Hey, as Granny Garbanzo always says, you can never be too funny or too clean.
Okay, I better get going. Bye-bye, Lynette.
Meow.
Goodbye, Snickle Fritz, you goofy cat.
I better get going, too. Oh, and remember to keep your hands out of your pockets when you're riding that unicycle. Come on, Molly, let's go get washed up. See you at the bubble top. Here, Molly, you sit here while I put more bubble bath in the tub. I want to make sure we get really clean, so I'm going to put in lots of bubble bath. Wow! Look at all the bubbles! I think I put in just a little too much, Molly. All these bubbles are neat, Molly, but you have to be really careful when you're in a soapy, slippery place that's hard like this, because you could fall and hurt yourself and whoop! Ow! Like I just did. Ooh. You know, it's really important to be careful when you're in the bathroom, especially when you're gonna take a bath. Which reminds me, it's tub time! Ah, I love bath time, don't you? Oh, careful not to get soap in your eyes. Oh, nice duck, Moll. Is that your bath buddy? And you're mine. Rub-a-dub-dub, two clowns in the tub. One named Molly, the other named Lunette. One bare naked, the other one all wet. One with her ducky, the other with her doll. Careful, little Lucky, wouldn't want to fall. Bloop! Topple! Slip! Woo! Stubble! Tumble! Take a trip! Or you'll be seeing doubles in our tub full of bubbles. Rub-a-dub-dub, two clowns in the tub. One named Molly, the other named Lunette. There. Well, remind me to go easy on the soap next time, Molly. I'm glad I'm not Humpty Dumpty, or I'd be in big trouble. You want to hear the story of Humpty Dumpty? Well, all right then. I'm sure it's around here somewhere. Oh. Here it is. And my glasses. Lights on. Okay, Molly, get comfy for the story. Are you comfy? Good. How about you? All righty. Now, this story is called The Real Reason Humpty Dumpty Fell Off the Wall. There once was an egg called Humpty, but friends, they all knew him as Dumpty. Now Dumpty, he loved to sit on a wall, to dance, to sing, and play with a ball. But Dumpty the egg also liked to take chances. He liked to show off while doing his dances. I can flip, I can roll, I can spin on this wall. Now watch me prance with no hands at all. That's when he put his hands in his pockets. He flipped, he dipped, almost flew like a rocket. The crowd below cheered, bellowed, and gasped. Would this trick be one of his last? Then as he danced, Dumpty slipped off the wall. With no hands to catch him, there was no hope at all. Now all the king's sheep and all the king's rats watched as poor Dumpty the egg went kersplash. They picked up the pieces and wrapped him in tape. They glued all the edges for Dumpty's sake. But poor Dumpty the egg was never the same. He never again played his no-hands game. Now the moral of this tale is simple and true. You should be careful in all that you do. So if you dance, flip, and fly like a rocket, be careful. Don't keep your hands in your pockets. The end. boy. No wonder his name was Dumpty. He wasn't careful at all. That's why I usually don't have my hands in my pockets, Molly, because I've got so many things to do with them, like hug you. But you know, Molly, if I was Humpty Dumpty and I was up on that wall, I would keep my arms out like this at all times so I could balance and I'd be up on the wall. Hey, who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well, then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! There have been a lot of ups and downs today, that's for sure. And now I really feel like falling. Falling asleep. And you know what I do with my hands when I fall asleep, Molly? I put them by my face like this. Well, thanks for coming over. See you soon. Oh, we'll build another tower tomorrow, Molly, okay? Yes, one that's as high as the sky. Past the moon. Star Tower.
And the clown jumped over the moon.